Hello, we're going to be discussing international business. So international business is a word used to cooperatively explain all profitable deals, confidential and governmental, trades, assets, logistics, and transport that take place among two or more regions, countries, and nations outside their political view. International business conducts business transactions all over the world. So we've really seen a ramp up of global and international business over the last 30 years, really. And now it's being even more competitive as you see BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa kind of forming a union together, kind of like NAFTA and the North America Free Trade Agreement. You're starting to see these nations come together to form economic trading blocks such as the European Union back in the 1990s. Right, so now we're starting to see other emerging markets come together and form these cooperative international business pacts, treaties, right? So a business, let's define what a business is, right? A business, also known as an enterprise or firm, is an organization involved in the trade of goods, services, or both to consumers. Firms may be for profit or not for profit. So overall, this is what a business does. They supply goods and services, right? They supply a demand on their goods and services to consumers. So international business comprises of all commercial transactions, private and governmental, sales, investments, logistics, transportation, that take place between two or more regions, countries, or nations, right? So international business that takes place, anything that's traded internationally across domestic borders between two or more nations or regions is known as international business. We see this every day all over the globe, right? Domestic trade has now expanded internationally, and now through the emergence of technology, the internet, we have more capability than ever to take advantage of a growing global landscape. International business examples. So foreign retail store in another country, right? Let's say we've got Macy's in the United States. Then there's a Macy's in the UK. That's an international business, right? They've diversified their domestic outlook, took an international approach, put one of their bricks and mortar retail stores in London, and now they're able to operate it and make profit, not just in euros, but in dollars. Operating a manufacturing plant overseas, right? So Alcoa, for example, they develop aluminum, right? They mine aluminum in Africa, right? So they go and get those resources. They operate the plant overseas, and then after they develop their products, put them in the European market, Asian market, Middle Eastern market, exporting products to other countries. Ford, Chevy, any kind of American-made vehicle, we're going to try and sell them overseas, right? Import products from foreign businesses. The United States is the number one product importer in the world, right? So we are importing products from all over the world, right? Because we have a demand, our consumers want these products, so then we have to go out internationally and bring the supply home, and then they compete with domestic products. Invest in businesses in another country. There are foreign exchanges everywhere as far as stocks and equities are concerned, right? Shanghai, right? We've got the UK exchange, we've got the FTSE, we've got the German exchange, right? We can go invest in businesses in another country. We can trade on other countries' stock exchanges at any time as long as they're open, and we can invest in them via stocks. International business options. An international business has many options for doing business, including exporting goods and services. So we can do more than one thing, right? We can give a license to produce goods in a host country or start a joint venture with another company, opening a branch for producing and distributing goods in a host country, right? So there's multiple ways to do business internationally or globally than just exporting goods and services, right? So we can give a license for Hostess to go make products in Germany. Germany can provide the license for that, right? Because it might be cheaper for them to produce products in Germany instead of them to produce products in the United States and ship them over to Germany, right? So they might make a deal and give them a license to go into Germany, manufacture products, and sell in the German market because it's going to save them costs, and then the Germans or whoever it is will get cheaper prices. Starting a joint venture with a company, right? So you can have a Chinese firm merge with an American firm and go in on the deal together in Canada. And now they're splitting the cost because they have a joint venture and both of them have split the cost of equity. Opening a branch for producing and distributing goods in a host country. So same thing, kind of like the example I gave about the license, right? You can go into another country and operate. Features of international business. The nature and characteristics of international business are typically on a large scale operations. Why would you diversify outside of your domestic country into an international if you're not developing on a large scale, right? It'd almost be not worth the entry into that market, right? Unless you have the capital or the investment power to go in and make the purchase or the investment wherever it is internationally, right? So unless scales are unless your operations are in large scale, you may not or probably do not have the capital to break into international markets. Integration of economies, right? You see how Europe has integrated their economy into one common market, right? So that happened back in the 90s and it's still going. So they've integrated, they did away with their international, their national currency, and all of them have adopted the EU or the Euro. So it's dominated by developed nations, right? Typically, developed nations are the ones, are the companies inside developed nations are the ones that have the capital to go invest outside of their domestic borders. Benefits of participating nations. So benefits to participating nations. So the benefits of operating in international markets is, one, you've diversified your market space and who your customer base is, right? So you've added more customers, right? Now you've got an opportunity to increase profits, right? And you may also find another niche market that you can provide products to that'll satisfy a demand that's in that international market. They may not be in your domestic market. Special role of science and technology. Science and technology is evolving constantly, right? Which makes operations more efficient, more effective. So the more efficient and effective that an operation is, the more cost efficient it is. Therefore, it's going to give you more capital to reinvest in the international markets because science and technology has innovated, allowed you to innovate enough to be able to drive your cost down, therefore giving you greater profitability and more of an opportunity to reinvest, research, and develop. Global business consists of transactions that are devised and carried out across national borders to satisfy the objectives of individuals, companies, and organizations. So, obviously, the objective for most organizations is growth, revenue growth, profit margin growth, right? So how do you grow revenues? How do you grow profitability year over year? You've got to find more customers to buy your product than they did last year, or raise prices and meet the same amount of demand, right? You don't ever want a decrease in growth, right? Where something is really wrong if we're decreasing in growth, right, year over year in a steward-like manner, right? Let's not expose everything and destroy the resources for profitability, but let's make sure it's done in a sophisticated manner.